This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trail Blazers pick up another victory last night on the road, 119-102 over the Philadelphia 76ers. That team is in some trouble. Tyrese Maxey going down last night.
That's tough.
He wasn't playing well. Anyways,
no, but he had a good game 2 games ago, and then he just basically missed everything the game before he played the Blazers, and then he missed everything again.
Yep, and the Blazers win 119-102, win that I think we're all going to take when that lineup again does it. We talked about this yesterday. The Ant, Sharp, Denny to Donovan lineup has played sparingly together this year. Mm-hmm. They played really damn well again last night.
That four-man grouping of Ant, 2, Denny, Donovan is in the 99th percentile in difference, the 100th percentile in defensive points allowed per 100, of the 100th percentile in effective field goal percentage allowed. Like, there's some markers there that you go, oh.
Yeah.
Because, again, those four guys have played together for 300 possessions. So, and that's per cleaning the glass, which is a little bit different than minutes. I tend to skew more towards the possessions just because there's more context data that's allowed in that. But you're starting to see it really come together for basically everyone. Ant has the 14-point third quarter, just goes inferno, and the game was basically over at that point in time. He'd scored 12 points in under 4 minutes. Is that good?
That's good.
That's pretty good, right?
That's good.
But after that, I mean, the game was pretty much in hand at that point, despite the 76ers being up at the half. When you go when you have a 35-point quarter to a 20-point quarter, hell, the 76ers scored 41 second-half points. The Blazers scored 35 in just the third quarter.
Yeah. One thing that is increasingly sticking out is, look, we talked about this yesterday. With Jeremy Grant out of the lineup, Jeremy Grant is having one of the worst seasons of his career. And
since he figured it out, yes. Because his first couple years in the league, he played on those process Sixers, and he was not an offensive player.
Yeah, one of the worst years of his career. They look way more comfortable without him on the floor.
Yes, I would agree.
And at that point,
particularly offensively.
Because he takes shots, he gets shots. And that's just the way the NBA is. The vets who have the big contracts, that's the pecking order.
It's not just that. They trust him to create the shot consistently, whether or not it goes in.
They really look better without that. And that, it's becoming more and more apparent in how long does the knee tendonitis continue for Jeremy Grant is now a question that a lot of Blazer fans are asking, because they do look better
I wouldn't be surprised if he was shut down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
And at this point in the season,
there's 20 games left. That's it.
You're looking at that group, that core is, you have, we talked about this yesterday, 2, Denny, Donovan, those three, those guys are going to be guys. Then you go, all right, where's Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson in the long-term future of this organization? You know, how do you look at that? If a majority of those guys are on the floor together, you'll take the wins, losses, or whatever happens, just like last night. You didn't see the griping because it was the young guys that were carrying that. Now, Anthony Simons went absolutely bonkers, 34 points, ridiculously efficient, shooting 50% from the field. But it's the young guys, their development, their growth. That's what you wanted to see through this year. And if you get a blowout win with those guys, you take that.
This is one of my favorite games from Shaedon Sharpe this year. One of my favorite games. Why? Career high in rebounds. Yeah. It's something on the Rip City wrap-up that I have been hitting for the last 2 weeks. Shaedon Sharpe, I know you can score. What else can you do? Mm-hmm. How else can you use your athleticism? Offensive rebounds, 3 last night. 11 total rebounds, 5 assists. Being involved, I mean, he got an offensive rebound, came down flat-footed with Andre Drummond, who's 6'11 and probably 285, 290 pounds, and still has some real juice. And he flat-footed jumped and packed it on his head. And I go, that's it. That's it, dude. That's what everybody wants to see from you.
His run of consistency is continuing.
Yes.
And it is, now you're starting to see things click where even, you know, and it wasn't a thing where he didn't, like, it wasn't awe-inspiring offensive performance. Still really damn good.
I mean, he's 7 of 10 from 2. Like, yeah. That's the thing. Is he's 1 of 7 from 3. He hits 2 threes, and all of a sudden, this game's a 26-11-5 game, and you're going, damn.
But make your imprint, make your impact any way you can, mm-hmm. and he did. I thought we saw the same thing in a completely different vein from Scoot Henderson, too.
Yes.
Like, Scoot did not shoot well, but he found a way to be productive, as whether it be a facilitator or just we saw these games before where if Scoot's shot wasn't falling, he was an absolute utter liability
zero.
On the floor.
Yes.
And you're starting to see that is growth. That's progress. Not every game of 82 is going to be a guy shooting the lights out.
No.
That's not the NBA, especially because we highlight this all the time. This team lacks a star, right?
Look, again,
that's
it. The whole ball going hoop thing. Scoot was 0 of 4 from 3. He hits a couple threes last night, and he has a very nice night. And that's you can't control the ball going in the hoop night in, night out. Now, the name of the game is consistency, and you want to see that, but some nights you don't have it. And on a back-to-back where you went into overtime against the best team in basketball, and you get in there, and you look, that first half, there were some tired legs. There were some, God, we're playing this team. We're on Philadelphia.
They don't want to win.
We're like,
they know they don't want
to
win.
It's game 5 of a 7-game road trip, and we're going to go from here to Boston to OKC, and you're like, you allow yourself to maybe get caught up in a little bit of that. They come out in the third quarter, and they handle business. I thought Donovan Klingon got punked in the first half by Andre Drummond, and then he came back out and said, you know what? I'm not going to get punked. Early in the third quarter, he turned and tried to absolutely baptize Andre Drummond.
Whoa.
And it was like, hey, there you go, big fella.
And when he was getting punked, he didn't just pick up a run of fouls.
No, and I think that's part of the reason he got punked, was I think he was playing back a little bit. Like, I am not going to play 11 minutes tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to maybe not be quite as physical right here and put myself in trouble. And on the night, 13 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks. You'll take that every single night. Like, I'm sitting here talking about Donovan Klingon getting quote-unquote punked. But he had 13, 13, and 3, where what did Drummond actually finish? Was it 25, 18? Yeah. God, he's still so good on the glass. Yeah.
Well, Tumani Kamara should be noted.
Yes.
Defensive player of the month, Western Conference.
With Evan Mobley in the Eastern Conference, which those are two of probably the, 8 best defenders in the entire NBA. I've got Evan Mobley right now as my number one for defensive player of the year.
We'll go golf club.
You know what that is?
Defensive player of the month gets you on usually an all-defensive team.
That is the league crowning him. That's what that is. He's in the inner circle.
Yeah.
That is what that award is. Tumani Kamara is on the short list for all NBA officially. He's been stamped.
Okay.
That's what that is.